they're not as active, so they're not moving their head as much, so they develop what I would call, we consider like a hypofunction. Their vestibular system isn't working as well because it's not being challenged as much. So incorporating the vestibular approach to the older individual, while they might not specifically have a vestibular diagnosis, you can see the impairment in how they move and how they function.
Welcome to Foxcast Physical Therapy, a podcast for clinicians made by clinicians. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Find out more at foxrehab.org. All right, welcome to the show today. Talking with one of our colleagues at Fox Rehabilitation, Loren Dillon. Loren, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
Let everybody listening know where you practice within the footprint of Fox.
Bucks County area of Pennsylvania, yeah. North of Philadelphia.
Good area. Well, hey, thanks for taking some time out and talking with us. We wanted to bring you on the show to talk about some different things that you do. You do some things in a non-traditional way, which kind of fits the theme of Fox Rehabilitation, our house call model with older adults. Talk a little bit about what your week is like and where you practice.
I work for Fox. I'm a Fox therapist and have been for many years. So I do the geriatric home visits 3 days of the week. And on the other days of the week, I work in an outpatient clinic as a vestibular therapist.
Yeah. Two very different settings, that house call model. And also you're going to be like kind of the more traditional outpatient brick and mortar idea, but you're also doing something pretty niche in terms of vestibular therapy.
Yes, you're right. It's two completely different settings. So sometimes it feels like I have, in a way, two different professions. I wear my clinic hat 2 days, and then I'm the home visit hat the other days. So
love
it's
that.
Pretty neat.
So talk a little bit about what are some of the similarities and differences between the two? What sort of things do you get to do in each environment that would help the audience kind of visualize this?
As a physical therapist, I'm still doing all of the regular evaluations and the assessments. So the general sort of big picture in a more broad stroke way is the same. I mean, I come in and I see what's in front of me and I try to deal with it. But in the clinic, people are coming to me compared to me going and visiting them in the home setting. And in the clinic, they're being sent to me for a very specific vestibular problem. So whether it's a positional vertigo or dizziness or vertigo, that's usually what I'm seeing. And in the home visit setting with Fox, I'm being called into more of an overall assessment for an older individual who might have fallen or who we're identifying red flags as somebody who might be inclined to fall. Perhaps they were hospitalized and they're returning home, or they've been home and they're not leaving their home as frequently, or there's an injury. It's a little more of a broader view.
Yeah.
Whereas in the clinic, they're coming to me for very specific problems.
You obviously have a passion for working with older adults, and you have a passion for working with persons with vestibular issues. It's great that you get to kind of merge those in the same profession of physical therapy.
Absolutely. That's one thing that I've seen more and more as I've done it more and more, that there is just a ton of overlap. So rather than them being two very different and distinct specialties as a geriatric specialist and then as a vestibular specialist, they always seemed kind of separate, but the reality is that there's just tremendous overlap. So when I'm doing a home visit, I might identify a vestibular need, or when I'm in the clinic and someone's coming in for a very specific intervention, maybe positional vertigo, I might pull from my geriatric experience and say, well, okay, you have positional vertigo, but it's because you fell and you hit your head, and you fell because you are functionally not well, you know, even though they might medically be well, they might have some functional deficits that I can peel the layers back and really talk to them more from that point of view.
Besides that particular pathology, what are some other vestibular issues that you might be probably keenly more aware of when you're in the geriatric house call model? Because you're really never going to turn off that vestibular therapist awareness. You're never really going to turn off that older adult physical therapist awareness. It's great you get to use them in both settings. What are some of the more frequent pathologies that you're seeing in terms of vestibular issues?
Definitely the most frequent one would be the positional vertigo. So that's something that creeps up in the older population. And it's more likely seen, even especially like someone with Parkinson's, and you might not really suspect that they have a positional vertigo, but they are more likely to develop that as a problem. So that would be the most common, but very frequently, I mean, people are just dizzy, and sometimes it's a multifactorial disequilibrium that is resulting in a dizziness. They're not as active, so they're not moving their head as much, so they develop what I would call, we consider like a hypofunction. Their vestibular system isn't working as well because it's not being challenged as much. So incorporating the vestibular approach to the older individual, while they might not specifically have a vestibular diagnosis, you can see the impairment in how they move and how they function.
Yeah. I'm going to guess one of the other pathologies or issues that you see would be vestibular issues following concussions, especially in older adults,
right,
maybe following a fall. Talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So that's something that in the clinic, I see more youth concussions that have visual vestibular deficits related to concussions. But in the home visit setting, if they've had a fall or sustained a fall, or even had concussion in their past, if it's more acute, you might see, again, the positional vertigo from a trauma, from a head injury, or some of the other fogginess or dizziness, some of the other symptoms that might have been from the head injury, but sometimes it gets lost in the, you know, when you meet someone, you kind of prioritize a little bit. And sometimes it's really the functional piece of it in that setting becomes the priority. So you can miss some of those other issues related to the concussion. So just being aware of that can help talk to them a little more about it.
See, I was right. You're never really going to be able to turn out that vestibular therapist eye, right?
No,
yeah.
It's on all the time.
Absolutely. What are some other population needs in terms of older adults that therapists, maybe if they're not a vestibular expert, but they're a physical therapist, and that to me, that means they are responsible for all the body systems that we can treat, anything within our scope of practice. So since you do that pretty regularly, what are some things that maybe some PTs out there who aren't vestibular experts should pay attention to?
You know, I think people who, especially older individuals, speaking to their healthcare providers, meaning their physicians, they're frequently hearing like, oh, being dizzy, it's part of aging. So they're sort of written off and they're not taken seriously when they have those complaints. Digging a little bit deeper, if you hear someone talking about feeling dizzy, trying to find out, okay, describe what you mean by dizzy without using the word dizzy. Do you mean the room is spinning or do you mean you feel off balance? You know, do you mean that when you get up quickly, you have to just take a moment because that could be an orthostatic issue compared to, you know, is the room spinning when you lay down or if you're looking up? That would be more suggestive of a vestibular problem. So just asking, just digging a little deeper, not saying, oh, yeah, everybody's dizzy, you're getting older. That comes with the territory because I think that's what they hear.
Right.
That's frequently what they hear.
I love how you've taken a stand against that. And that's our role as PTs is to take a stand advocating for the patient and make sure
Absolutely.
That they know that it doesn't have to be a, quote, normal part of aging. There's some things we can do about it and be proactive.
Right, absolutely. Trying to figure out where it's coming from and make some recommendations that can help them. That's what I try to do.
Any good resources that you go to or you'd suggest for someone who really wanted to maybe sharpen their axe in terms of vestibular issues and how to treat that in older adults?
I mean, there are some really great courses out there. Certainly, you know, we at Fox, we utilize MedBridge. So we have Jeff Walters speaking on MedBridge. He gives a nice introductory course that talks about the basic central versus peripheral, and it defines what that means. And so I like his approach. Susan Whitney and Ann Muka give nice courses on more balanced concussion. That seems to be more their angle, some of the oculomotor stuff. And then as far as online resources, there's an organization called Vestibular Organization, VEDA, V-E-D-A, online. It's vestibular.org. And they give patient handouts and clinician references, reference tools that I think are useful. So usually when you're talking to someone about it, you're oftentimes the first person talking to them about it, giving them some concrete evidence, like the positional vertigo, it's crystals in your ear. What do you mean by that? You know, I don't really have crystals in my head. So
right.
Giving them some reference and handouts is usually helpful.
Appreciate those suggestions. Last thing I wanted to talk about, I know you're passionate about, the public often views the two areas of practice that you're in, maybe geriatric home visits versus home care. That's one of the things you deal with.
Right.
And you hear it a lot. How do you often respond and differentiate when someone gets those two things confused?
Well, that happens a lot. And I'm going to say that not only the general public, but also colleagues and healthcare professionals very frequently interchange the two, meaning home care and geriatric home visits. So I definitely find myself sort of trying to differentiate the two very, very frequently. There's a lot of misunderstanding about that. The home health episode of care representing a more usually when someone coming out of the hospital and they're having that skilled nursing intervention with the PT and the OT, and they're coming in and doing more of, generally we view it as a lower level, or the goals aren't as involved. So they're, you know, can you get to the bathroom? Can you get to the front door in case of a fire? Can you get out of your house safely? But then there's the geriatric home visit, which would be almost like the extension of the home health episode coming to an outpatient clinic, but the outpatient clinic might not be the right environment for that individual at this time in their life. So we're just bringing that to their home and making it more relevant for them.
That's a good way to put it. I like that very much. All right, last part of the show that we have is your foxtail. Why did you start working with older adults? What drew you in about that population?
I think that initially when I started with Fox, it was really, I don't know that I specifically knew that that was a passion. I'll be honest, I fell into it because I knew someone who had all these wonderful things to say. And at that time, I was looking for a change. And I was already interested in vestibular. I didn't necessarily see the overlap at that time, but started working with Fox, and then it just grew from there. And over the years, I became more and more embedded and drawn into that population and their needs, as well as being the vestibular therapist over the years, seeing more and more the overlap between the two specialties and how they both completely, you know, work with each other.
Well, I'm glad you're here with us. I'm glad you're able to share your insight today. And just want to say thank you again for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Foxcast Physical Therapy, a clinically excellent podcast. It's brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Listen to other episodes or read articles and position papers at foxrehab.org.